Welcome to this edition of Legal Line. This is Bob Pittman. I'm happy to be with you today as we launch another edition of our favorite radio program, Legal Line with Bob Pittman. I guess it's my favorite, so I don't know, but very serious approach to the law, of course. We try each week and each edition to demystify the law, translate the legalese, and hopefully point you in the right direction with regard to your legal problems. And, of course, I wouldn't be an attorney if I didn't have a disclaimer or a limitation of damage clause attached to the program. You have to get up kind of close to see it. But if you do, you'll notice it tells you that damages resulting from advice given on this program are strictly limited to what you paid for the advice. Wouldn't you know it? Leave it to the lawyers to come up with that stuff, and we do. I keep encouraging all of us to come up with our own disclaimer or limitation of damage clause, and you should put it on the back of your business card. I keep envisioning people meeting for the first time, and they pass the card over, and then you can flip it and see what the limitation of damage clause is, and you can decide whether you want to continue with that discussion. I'm sure that's going to happen anytime soon. We're having a great time today down at the Puyallup Activity Center. And we're going to be talking about lots of interesting things with lots of interesting people, and perhaps even a few questions from folks who are down here at the Puyallup Activity Center. And if I can find it, we're doing the Puyallup Senior Health and Wellness Fair. Got invited down by Lisa Doyle, who's going to be on the program just a little bit later, and our new friend Trudy, who is the director of the Puyallup Activity Center, Trudy Bocott, I'm pronouncing her correct. That's good. I like that. She's wonderful. And we've gotten already to meet some of the nice folks who are tied in with the city of Puyallup. If you're outside of the state of Washington listening or watching, just remember I am a Washington attorney, so comments I make relate to Washington in particular. Although you'll find, I believe, and maybe I'm one of the only people who believes it, but there is a common sense element to the law. And as we get out outside of Washington, I think you can take a lot of what we say here and you can translate it typically into at least questions that you can ask your attorney in whatever state you might, wherever you might be, whether it's Florida, Detroit, Michigan, wherever it might be. Remember, though, to check with attorneys in your particular jurisdiction because they'll know the answers to the questions related, let's say, to a Michigan real estate problem or a Florida land issue or perhaps a trust or something. You've got to talk to a local attorney. One way to find an attorney, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program, one way to find an attorney is through the American Bar Association Referral Service, and we're going to talk a little bit in a few minutes about the Society of Financial Service Professionals and a website there that will allow you to track down financial service professionals, including attorneys, around the country, and we'll talk about that in just a short while. So I want to welcome our first guest today, Gail Holcomb. Gail, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks. Delighted to be here.
Gail is our resident expert on all this wonderful Health Care Reform Act and health care laws. And I don't know if you want me to categorize you as an expert. It's kind of scary, I guess. But
it's very scary. And I would have to say that while you think there's an element of common sense in the law, there's a lot of people who don't think there's any common sense in health care reform. But we're to the point where we kind of know what we're doing, but then it'll change again.
Oh, so that's great. I keep searching for common sense. Maybe that's better. And I keep hoping that there will be common sense in all the stuff we're doing. But I have to say, my own personal frustrations just with trying to figure out what to do and what's going to happen with healthcare has led me to question the common sense element, too. But I'm hoping we're going to find it. Maybe we'll find it today.
I hope so. I hope we do. Because I'm really ready to find that.
Now, Gail's with Pilkey, Hopping, and Eckberg in the Tacoma area, Tacoma, Washington, and we'll give you some contact information a little bit later on Gail. But Gail, we're all just, I think, just marveling at what's going on, and we're all part of it, and yet we're observing what's happening in the healthcare area. We see the news, we see the president telling us everything's okay, and we see other people saying, we don't know. And then we get bills in the mail for new healthcare insurance, and Washington in particular, of course, I guess, has done its own adopting of provisions. But it's got to all be in keeping with the federal overlay, right?
That's very true, and we've told our clients and friends for the last few years that anytime you read something on the front page of the paper and it says Associated Press, remember, that's probably not true in the state of Washington, because the system that was created were for states to create their own systems, their own exchanges, and for those who didn't, for them to be into the federal system. So there's a lot of states that are run in the federal marketplaces that Health and Human Services controls, and the state of Washington did a really good job of setting up their own benefit exchange. So there's some differences here in Washington, but we're still looking at the overarching federal rules that we all have to obey and take into account.
Right. Well, I remember a while back there was a comment that where a change was made where they said, gee, we didn't really mean it. You can keep your old insurance for a while. But I know in Washington it was too late because Washington had already made a change, if I'm not mistaken. I know on my own insurance, there was no option to go back to what we had.
That's correct. And when the president spoke that day to say, if you want your plan, you can keep it, it was very interesting that there were just a few words parenthetically in his speech that said, if your state allows it. But not many people saw that or heard that or wanted to hear that. And so immediately our insurance commissioner said, well, that might be true in a lot of states, but it's not true in the state of Washington because we believe we're too far down the road. We believe the changes are good. We believe that they have been to the benefit of the consumer, and so we're going to stay where we are. So, yes, we can't go back and pick up the old stuff anymore.
No, but we're going to be optimistic, I know, and as we go forward.
well, there are some really good things because we expanded the benefits. We know that there are new benefits that have been added. We've standardized them. We've put in maximums so people don't have to fear medical bankruptcy of hundreds of thousands of dollars if they make the right choices. So there have been some really good things about making the coverages standardized. But anytime you add benefits, anytime you add more people into the pool, remember that that also makes a difference in what the rates are going to be. And this has, I know, been one of the big things that people have said. Well, yeah, I may be getting better coverage, but it's costing me more. And for some people, that's true.
Sure, sure. What about open enrollment now? We've got, I think it just closed, right? Am I thinking right? Open enrollment period. Here we are in April of 2014, for those of you watching this a little bit later on our network, but open enrollment, what is it, and when does that affect us, and how does it affect that there's no open enrollment at the moment?
Open enrollment closed on March 31st of this year. It had opened October 1, and that was the period of time that people could apply for coverage. They could apply for the subsidies that would help them pay their premiums if they were in a certain income category. And the way the rules were designed is if you didn't have coverage before, you could buy coverage during the open enrollment period that would be effective sometime between January 1 and April 1. And then you can't buy coverage outside of that open enrollment period unless there are really specific things that happen. So if you lose coverage from a job, if you have a new family member, if there's a change in family status, there are some rules that say, yes, you can make a change in your health insurance. But basically, if you just never bought health insurance and now you say, I don't have it, can I buy it for June 1st? The answer is no. We'll have to wait until November. The new enrollment period will start in November, and so the next time you'll be able to buy coverage will be January 1. Now, there's a couple of things that you need to be aware of as well. If your income is really low, then you may be eligible for Apple Health, which is Medicaid in our state, and you can enroll in that anytime. Also, if you're Native American or Native Alaskan, you have the ability to enroll into Indian Health and Native American benefits at any time. So there are a few exceptions to that, but for the most part, if you don't have coverage now and then you decide you want it, we're really out of luck until January of next year. But if you lose coverage from an employer, for example, or you're no longer eligible for a subsidy because your income goes up, then there are going to be avenues that you'll be able to get coverage.
Okay, that sort of sounds familiar, like some of the old rules where there was a period of time when you could enroll and otherwise you were kind of out in the cold if you hadn't taken the time to and made the effort to get involved. So that doesn't sound too strange, I guess.
There was a lot of notification about it. Uh-huh. So everybody who wanted to get it should have gotten
right.
it. I will admit that we got a lot of people calling on March 31st saying, I guess I should get myself some of that insurance now. And there were avenues to do that. Also for people who couldn't get into the exchange got a lot of press about the computers not being working, people
right.
couldn't get their accounts done. So the state has made some exceptions for people who really did try and weren't able to get it completed by that March 31st date. So there are a few things out there that where people can still get help.
Sure. As you look at this year, are you starting to hear any kind of noise about where premiums are going to go at the, for into the next year, or is it has it started? Or one concern I have is that we'll get down the road to the end of the year, and all of a sudden they'll say, wait a minute, we didn't charge enough. We're going to charge a lot more now for next year.
The interesting thing about planning ahead is that all of the insurance carriers who are going to participate in the exchange, either in the small business part or the individual and family market, have to submit their plans and their rates for approval by May 1.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's only about 20 days from now. So they will be trying to determine what they're going to charge based on just a few months of experience under these new benefits. I can't tell you what the rates will look like. I can speculate. My crystal ball has been very cloudy about 2015, but it will be an interesting time, let me tell you.
I guess it will be
important for consumers to really look at their options.
Yeah, it makes sense. And is it still possible to get help on it, or is it something you just have to do on your own online?
It's absolutely possible to get help. There's a number of agents and brokers who are out there to help you make plan selections. And there's some really important things about plan selections that we also want to talk about. But there's also going to be a lot of people in the community that will help people if they're eligible for Medicaid or Apple Health to get enrolled. But absolutely seek someone out. Ask them if they are working in the healthcare reform market, if they understand what's going on with the exchange, the individual products. People can buy coverage either inside the exchange and get the subsidy or outside the exchange if they're not going to be eligible for a subsidy. So there are choices out there. But let me say one thing, Bob, that I think is really important, and that's about provider networks. We know what the premiums are, and a lot of people look at the premium and say, oh, this is the least expensive premium, and that's the one I'm going to go with. But what we've seen with healthcare reform is a real change in the provider networks. We want to make sure that your doctor that you want to see is on that network, because not every insurance company, even the ones that you've known and loved and trusted for many years, has the same provider network for all of their plans. We have one major carrier that has three different networks, and one of them is very narrow and doesn't include one of the major healthcare systems.
Sure.
So we really encourage people, look at your providers, look at all the doctors that you're seeing now. If you're willing to change, that's great, because you may be able to get some economies. But this is one of the ways that insurance companies was able to get a better rate to pass on to consumers, is by narrowing the number of doctors that people can see, or hospitals. So that's just one thing that we really caution clients to take a look at.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, if you're trying to find someone, it strikes me that we could go out to our friends in the financial service professional crowd and go to financialpro.org and do a search for a professional to help.
That's exactly right. You can do it
wherever you are in the country, by the way.
That's absolutely correct. By your location,
yeah.
You can get someone, and particularly with the Society of Financial Service Professionals, someone whose employee benefits can certainly direct you to people who are going to be able to help you, and they're very qualified and credentialed.
Right, because it's tough to know who to go to, I think, and feel safe when it comes to financial services in general, and especially with regard to, I think, the new healthcare insurance issues.
That's
so
right.
if you are in the South Sound area, it's real easy. You can go to financialpro.org. I guess it's a / South Sound. So financialpro.org/South Sound. If you're more in the Seattle area, the / has a Seattle after it rather than South Sound.
Right.
And if anywhere in the country, anywhere in the country that you might be listening or watching, just go to the website financialpro.org and you'll be directed into a way to locate a financial service professional, someone with credentials, someone who is subscribing to our high ethical standards. Gail happens to be a member, by the way.
I am.
And so
for many years.
It's a good group, and it's a safe bet. What kind of tips do you have for people who are, maybe they're employed and they have insurance through their employer? Does that look like it's going to be changing soon, or is that something that, I think people who have had employment-related insurance haven't had to do too much this year, is that right?
That's true to some extent, but every plan, by the time we get to the December 1st renewal cycle, because most employers have their group plan change at some point during the year, everyone will be on Affordable Care Act compliant plans. And this means that the benefits have changed to some degree because everybody has to meet the standards now. We have new ways of calculating benefits. We have new out-of-pocket maximums. One of the things that's happened that we really encourage employer groups to look at is the in-network and out-of-network. Remember, we talked about provider networks and how important that is. The law allows there to be different maximums that you will have to pay if you're out of network. So it's really important, again, even if you're an employer plan and you don't have a choice of which plan you're going to be on, but you can choose where you get your care, whether it's an in-network or an out-of-network provider. But employers are looking at a variety of options, and we can only say that if they're working with a good professional, the employer is going to try and make the best choices that they possibly can within the budget that they have. We're seeing most employers choose plans that are somewhat comparable to the plans they have before, but there's some added benefits like pediatric vision and dental. Children now under the age of 19 are going to have vision and dental coverage, which they didn't before automatically as a part of their medical benefit. So there are some changes, and it's just important for employees to pay attention when your employer gives you the new handbook or has the meeting. Pay attention. Understand that part of it is your responsibility as well to figure out which provider to use and how to use it smartly.
Well, and I've always advocated being an educated consumer of legal services, and certainly that would be true when it comes to other areas like healthcare services. And,
that's absolutely correct.
And then understanding what your plan actually provides. I mean, we sometimes buy coverage and don't really know what it is that you're getting, and you may not even be using the coverage to the fullest extent that you are, you know, it's available to you.
And that's true. And everybody now under the Affordable Care Act and have for the last couple of years had preventive care covered at 100%. So you don't have a copay, you don't have a deductible, you don't have coinsurance to go and get your annual physical. Go do it. If we could get everybody who's listening, everybody who is insured to actually do that, we would be able to resolve so many of the health problems down the road. The main thing is let's get in, let's get checked. People don't want to know,
no.
But if you don't know, it's always worse down the road.
there's always fear. I mean, I'll admit to that same kind of fear that you say, gee, maybe if I don't find out something, then it'll just go away. You know,
medically, that usually doesn't happen.
Well, it may be that Bob goes away at some point if he doesn't check on some of this stuff. So, but it is, and it's hard. It's true when it comes to legal things too. I mean, it's easy for us to kind of bury our head in the sand and say, oh, we don't need any of that darn estate planning stuff. You know, I'll worry about it down the road. We don't have to worry about this or that. I mean, so it's really important to be doing lots of things from a preventive basis, whether it's legal or financial or healthcare related.
Right.
And so it's important that we all think about it and kind of approach it in that way. Hey, if someone wants to get hold of you, is it okay to if we give out the phone number for the group?
Absolutely.
So I've got down Gail Holcomb and Pilkey Hopping and Eckberg in the Tacoma area, 253-284-9353. Did I do that right?
Is that
the best number?
That is the best number. That's the line directly to me.
Okay, see, I'm giving out our secret line.
That's the secret line, but I welcome your call. I'll be happy to help you in whatever way I can.
That's great. Well, I want to thank you for stopping down and visiting with us today. I know that it's a beautiful day for those of you listening or watching later. If it's raining right now, it's not today. So we'll just bring our sunshine out to you just in case it happens to be kind of a rainy, stormy day when you're watching this or listening to the program. But thanks very much, Gail, for for hanging out with us on Legal Line.
Thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So we're going to be continuing. We are having way too much fun in Puyallup. We're down at the Puyallup Senior Health and Wellness Fair. You are listening to an edition of Legal Line with Bob Pittman. We'll take a short break, and when we continue, we'll be talking to Lisa Doyle from KCARE right here on Legal Line with Bob Pittman.